This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, everybody. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and DR bug lady. It's a pleasure to be with you again. I'm very excited about who my guest is this hour. She is the incomparable horticulturalist, author, bug lover, like me, and organic gardening expert, Jessica Wallacer. Before I ask Jessica to join me, I just have a few things I'd like to discuss. First, I want to make sure that you get a copy of the Arbico Organics free Grow Naturally Summer Catalog. It has what you need for your organic home, garden, farm, horse and livestock, and pet needs. And to get your copy, just go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's Arbico-organics with an S.com. You can always call 1-800-SOS-BUGS. That's 1-800-SOS-BUGS. And one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. One of the best things about the catalog is that there is a free $10 off coupon on the back, and you can use that coupon for your next Arbico Organics purchase. We're going to have our lines open during the show, and if you have a question you would like to ask Jessica or myself, the number to call is 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. And when you call in during this hour, you'll receive a $25 gift certificate you can use towards the purchase of any of Arbico Organics' natural products. And if you're listening to a rebroadcast and you have a question, you can always send it to drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady@arbico.com. Last, be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us, and you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my amazing guest. She is a superstar. Jessica Wallacer is a horticulturalist, author, and devoted bug lover like myself. As I said earlier, she's most interested in stuff like slug sex and threatened ladybug species, as well as exotic pests like the Asian citrus psyllid and the bean platysbid. When she isn't writing about bugs and science for the Savvy Gardening blog, she is also writing articles for Fine Gardening, Organic Gardening, Hobby Farms, and Urban Farm magazines. She also writes two weekly columns for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, where she has the pleasure of covering a wide range of gardening topics. And on the weekends, she hangs out with her husband and young son, speaks to garden groups, and, oh, by the way, she co-hosts The Organic Gardener, an award-winning program on KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She also has a degree in horticulture and is the former owner of a 25-acre organic market farm. She's also the author of four gardening books, including her newest and most mind-altering title, which I absolutely love and have right here with me, Attracting Beneficial Bugs to Your Garden, A Natural Approach to Pest Control, and Good Bug, Bad Bug, Who's Who, What They Do, and How to Manage Them Organically. And she has a couple of other books that we're going to talk about, too. And now I would like to give a warm W-O-R-M, Easy Organic Gardening. Welcome to Jessica Wallacer. Hi, Jessica. It's been a while since you've been on the Easy Organic Gardener. What a pleasure to have you back. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. And I love the Dr. Bug Lady because in my parts, I'm known as the Bug Babe.
Mm.
So together.
Ooh, you're the Bug Babe.
Sensational. Right.
I love it. Oh, you know, and that Dr. Bug Lady is so much fun. She's my avatar. She sort of was modeled after me. I have long legs and I'm thin, and in the old days I used to wear bright red lipstick, so It was in style, you know. And so anyway, she gets a lot of press, and people, send her a lot of questions. So you're the bug babe. I love that. That's better than Dr. Bug Lady.
Well, both are good. Both are good. And it's interesting because, you know, usually you get, you're a girl. You're not supposed to be interested in insects, right?
That's right.
You know, gardening and insects go hand in hand. So in my head, if you're interested in gardening, you have to be interested in bugs.
Yes.
So that's how I look at it.
I'm right there with you. Absolutely. Bugs are beautiful. We love bugs. And if you come into the office sometime, I hope you get down to this neck of the woods one of these days. We'll roll out the red carpet for you. Of course, we have 10.5 acres of insectaries where we rear the insects. But then in the office, which is about 10 or so minutes away, oh, my gosh, all sorts of aquariums and things with, you know, hissing cockroaches and assassin bugs and praying mantis and all kinds of creepy crawler things that we just get so excited about. There's always this little group of people hovering over this one little area where the bugs are doing their thing. So we love it. And I'm so excited about this book that you wrote, Attracting Beneficial Bugs to Your Garden. It is gorgeous. The pictures are spectacular, and I love the approach. You've done a great job. I give you AAA all the way.
Well, thank you so much. It was a really fun book to make. My publisher was Timber Press for this book, which is the first time I worked with them. And if you know your gardening books, Timber is the big one. So it was a thrill to know that a publisher that normally focuses so much on plants was willing to take on a book that focuses so much on insects and the good, quote unquote, good insects that we can attract and promote in our garden. So it was fun, and it was great because part of the writing process for me was also the photography. And the vast majority of the pictures in the book are mine. And so I had to learn how to shoot macro photographs with these little bugs and how to get them to hold still and all that kind of stuff. So it was a great process for me. I really enjoyed it. And it came together. The designers at Timber just did a beautiful job kind of putting everything together and really building a really lovely book. So thank you. I'm glad to hear you enjoy it.
Oh, it's beautiful, as all of your books are. And we're going to have to be carrying this one as well. Because the organic gardening book that you and Doug put together, that's a top seller at our company. And we've actually put different kits together, the organic gardening kit and, different kits that we put together so that for the gardener that just, you know, sometimes it's daunting what you need, the basics of gardening, so to speak. And that book goes so well. With the products we have, we'll have beneficial insects, fertilizers, we'll have traps, we'll have the book, and kind of that recipe for everything you need. If you just wanted to tear open, put in a glass, put in some water, and stir, ready to go. So we're very grateful. This is going to be a great accompaniment to all the things we do, because as you know, bugs have been the basis for our company. That's how we got started. Years and years ago, just started with growing one little insect, and it just kind of took off from there. So I'm so glad that you did this, because it's so needed. There aren't that many books out there that talk about insects in the way that you discussed it, where you're talking about their importance and not only just the importance of them, but how to cultivate them, bringing them in when you need them from outside companies that provide them, and you talk about habitats, and I just love it. So thank you.
Well, thank you. It was my pleasure, very much so. So yeah, the genesis of the book really for me came from my background. Actually, when I went to college for horticulture, it was chemical based gardening, and I sort of learned that insects are the enemy. You know, you can't have plants unless with insects, because no, they're going to destroy everything. And it was really a few years after I got out of college that I really started to adopt the organic approach. And obviously, part of that was understanding that insects belong in the garden, and the easiest way to kind of combat excessive damage in our gardens is to really protect and promote the beneficial insects that help us keep the pest insects in check. And so the book is really built to not only teach people how to identify a lot of these species of beneficial insects, but then what sorts of things we can do in the garden. What types of plants can we plant? How should we organize and design them, you know, to get the bugs to stick around?
There you go. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn more about Jessica Wallister and her love of insects. So for those of you listening, don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament? Your living will, and your health care power of attorney. If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest is the amazing Jessica Walliser. She is a horticulturalist, organic gardening expert, and author of a variety of books. Right now, the book that we've been talking about is Attracting Beneficial Bugs to Your Garden, and I just love it. And welcome back, Jessica. As we were coming to the break there, you were talking about how important insects are, that we, you know, how if, with your education and with all of our education pretty much, up until about the last 10 years anyway, that the way we were taught was that any bug was kind of a bad bug, and, you know, the minute you saw a bug, you just got out your synthetics and start spraying. And so we've sort of forgot that there is a biobalance that exists out there. And so I'd really like to hear about, how did you come to find, you know, become such a bug-loving enthusiast like myself? What was the evolution there? Because I think that's so, it's so amazing. And for girls, like you said, because it, you know, it's supposed to be girly that you don't, that you're afraid of bugs and, you know, spiders and that kind of thing. So tell us your story.
Yeah, well, I, you know, as I mentioned before the break, going to college for horticulture, sort of like all insects are the enemy. And so I came out and I started working for a landscaper, and part of my job was to spray, you know, Malathion and Ortine and whatever, you know, whatever they gave me to spray. And I was standing on a 6-foot-tall ladder spraying an ornamental plum tree for Japanese beetles, and I did not have a respirator on. I did not have gloves on. I had shorts and a T-shirt on. And I was spraying, and the wind was blowing in my face, and I could taste it. And you know, I was 21 years old. I was like, you know, indestructible, right? You know, nothing can harm me. And got back in the truck at the end of the workday with one of my coworkers, who was this kind of big, burly, you know, landscape dude. And he says to me, you know, you really shouldn't be spraying that stuff without a respirator on and without gloves. And I was kind of like, well, I'm sure, you know, it's got to be safe. They wouldn't let me use it if it weren't safe. And he said, well, said, you know, Jan and I, you know, Jan was his wife, and she had been having, she was a fellow horticulturist, and she had been having all kinds of health problems. And he said, you know, her doctor said that it's because of chemical exposure. She had acute chemical exposure poisoning. And so he said, I don't want that to ever happen to you. And it really got me thinking, well, geez, maybe I should look a little more into this. And so I talked to my boss, and of course I had my respirator and gloves and, you know, the chemical resistant jacket and everything a week later, but I still sprayed. And it wasn't really until a few years after that when I had my own landscaping company and was taking care of about 35 perennial gardens in and around the city of Pittsburgh that I hired a young woman who was very interested in organic agriculture. And we would just be out in the garden all day talking, and she really started to educate me on some of the dangers of things and really how to do it without relying on all of those synthetic chemicals. And so I started learning and reading and researching and got, you know, my hands on every document that I could about the dangers of this stuff, and thought, you know what? I'm going to change my home garden to organics. And if I'm going to do it at home, I would be a huge hypocrite if I went out every day and took care of 35 gardens using chemicals. So I thought, you know what, I'm going cold turkey in every one of these gardens. And so I talked to my clients, and they were all on board. And so I really learned how to transition and the predictable steps of that transition process. And then, you know, learned that insects and gardens really go hand in hand. And then I would kind of say my epiphany moment, which I described in the very first chapter of Attracting Beneficial Bugs to Your Garden, was there was a BBC documentary that David Attenborough narrated called Life in the Undergrowth. And I don't know if you ever saw it, but it is a very worthwhile program. And I'm sitting on the sofa and I'm watching this documentary, and there are a pair of leopard slugs mating on the, and it's, you know, filmed in high def, so it's extremely close up. And I'm watching it, and it's happening at night, and they're hanging from this thread of slime, a 2-foot-long thread of slime from the trees. And they're all entwined with each other, and they're the parts that mate, you know, they're hermaphroditic. So the parts that mate come into this iridescent blue bloom, almost, it looks like a flower. And I'm staring at the TV, and I looked over at my husband, and I said, you know, honey, that's probably happening in our backyard right now. He just kind of looked at me, and I was like, we have leopard slugs here. And it really, it kind of set something off in my brain that here's all this amazing stuff, this whole other little world that's going on in my yard and garden, and I only ever saw it as the enemy. I only ever saw those slugs as something that were hurting my plants instead of these, you know, yes, they might be a little vile, but in a way they're beautiful because they have this dance that they do at night, you know, and it just, I thought, wow, this was such an epiphany for me. There's some amazing stuff. And so I started to learn, and I learned, you know, about ladybugs, because the only ladybugs I ever knew were the ones that came into my house in the winter that were really annoying, and they would collect on my windowsills. But, you know, then I learned that those are not native ladybugs. They're introduced, and the plight of our native ladybugs is crazy right now. We've got 480 species of native ladybugs in North America, and almost all of their populations are in decline. You know, and it may be outcompeting with the Asian ladybugs for resources. The Asian ladybugs will, you know, eat the native ladybugs when they encounter them in the landscape. So why is all this happening? And it really made me realize that we've got to start paying attention to all these good insects in our garden, and we really need to start fostering them, because they are suffering from habitat loss and pesticide exposure as much as the European honeybee is, and yet the honeybee is the one that's getting all the press. And so one of the goals in writing this book was to really bring to light the focus that should be placed on all of these native beneficial insects, you know, and what we can do to help foster them.
Hear, hear. You said it so elegantly that as so much focus has been on the honeybee, and yet it's not just the honeybee. All of the beneficials are in decline for a variety of reasons. And it's up to us, really. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. We can't expect something or someone or some organization or some government to be on the lookout. Each of us, you know, has to really think about what are we doing in our own yards, what's going on in our own homes, and making choices at the grocery store where we can vote with our dollars to purchase organic foods, because that means those foods that we're purchasing that are organic, they have protected the insects, they protect the habitat, and they protect us, ultimately.
Right, and people, all the time we hear from people, you know, with climate change and pollution and other issues, and they say to themselves, well, nothing I can do is going to make a difference. You know, I'm just one person, right? But there are lots of little things, even your choices in the grocery store, how you garden, how much lawn space you have, what products you choose to use on your body, in your garden, you know, all those types of things are really ways that we talk about them individually. They may look like a small thing, but then combined with millions of people making those small changes, and we've got a really, really substantial opportunity to make some changes. And in the garden is one easy place to start.
That's right. You are inspiring me, and I know that those of us who are listening to the show right now are just as inspired. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back with Jessica, we're going to be talking about the beneficial insects. Which ones are the good bugs? Which are the bad bugs? She's going to tell us all about it. So we're coming right back. Don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. We call it easy because it's environmentally E and A-S, sustainably yours. Why? By the way, that the name of this show was created by my late father-in-law, Fritz Fry. Anyway, welcome back. My guest is horticulturalist, organic gardening expert, and author Jessica Walliser. Jessica Walliser presents complex topics in easy-to-understand terms and can simplify the more difficult science for gardeners and homeowners. She has a wealth of knowledge to back up more specific questions and is a vibrant and articulate speaker. And I agree with that. Welcome back, Jessica.
Well, thank you very much.
So we're buggy today. Let's talk about, you know, what are beneficial insects, what about these bugs? Are there bad bugs? Are they all good? Are they all bad? Fill us in.
Right. So in a way to make this a little easier for people to digest, we can let's make the insect world a little bit larger for a moment. And so let's think of them in terms of, let's say, a fox and a field mouse, right? A predator and a prey. So in every ecosystem that exists, every undisturbed ecosystem that exists on this planet, there's a cycle that's called the cycle of predator and prey. And that is where creatures fall into one of two roles. They're either a predator, who is the one, of course, that uses the prey as a food source. And so if we look at, say, a bass, right, being the predator, and minnows being the prey, or that fox and the field mice, or a coyote and rabbit, right? We've got this cycle of predator and prey. So we can take that and we can translate it down into this little tiny insect world. It is happening in every square inch of every backyard that hasn't been blanketed with chemicals, in every forest, everywhere is this cycle of predator and prey. But instead of talking about mammals or fish, we're talking about insects. And so one of the most recognizable, probably the cover girl of beneficial insects, would be the ladybug, which we talked about a little bit earlier. But the ladybug definitely fits into that predator category. And then there are prey insects, which would be things like ladybugs or leafhoppers or thrips or any number of insects that that ladybug preys upon. And so I think that that makes it a little bit more, people kind of recognize then that when we say a bug is good, it often fits in that predatory category because it is helping us, in many cases, control pest insects in the garden. That pest insects become the prey. So it's about promoting the whole gist of this book is protecting and promoting those predators so that they can go on to help us control the bad guys in our garden.
There you go. And so, a lot of people, they look at an insect and it's like, oh, my God, I've got to get rid of this thing. When, in fact, all living things have their purpose. There is no bad living thing, no good living thing. As you say, there is a biobalance out there. And so we have caused a lot of disruption so that, as you said, we had the introduced Asian lady beetle that now is bugging people in their homes in the wintertime in particular and now perhaps predating on other beneficials, putting them, creating an imbalance there. So, It's really important for us to have a deep appreciation, because people say, well, I always say, well, I guess first of all, people say, oh, bugs are bad, and I'm like, no, bugs are good. Most people, they see a spider, and oh my God, they want to kill it. They scream, they become very frightened, and I explain, first of all, it is virtually impossible to get a spider bite. I mean, really, in order for a spider to envenomate a human, they have to turn upside down. I mean, you have to be so in their way that they will, and there are very few that are actually venomous to humans, but the ones that are, I mean, you've really got to be right in their way for it to happen. And yet, I hear people every day saying, oh, I think I have a spider bite. They'll see some little red mark on their arm or something. I have a spider bite. I'm like, no, you don't have a spider bite.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it's interesting, bugs are really perceived as wicked, but in reality, less than 1% of the identified insect species on this entire planet, less than 1% are known to be harmful to humans in some way. That includes either, biting of ticks or fleas or something like that, but also agricultural pests as well. So it's a very, very small amount of insects are actually considered to be harmful. And what we find is, which is interesting, we did talk about the introduced ladybug, but what we find when I go out and I lecture to garden groups and I'll say, okay, now you guys tell me what pests are plaguing you the most. What are your most problematic insects in your garden, pests in your garden? And they'll say things like Japanese beetles or Oriental beetles or slugs, right? And when we look at the most problematic insects in our gardens, in almost all situations, they are introduced species. They are species that do not belong. Yes, there are lots of Native American slugs, but they are not the ones that are problematic in our gardens. It's those that have been introduced from Europe that are the most problematic in our landscape. So what we have done is we have accidentally created our own problems by taking insects from one continent to another. And why this becomes so problematic is because that predator and prey cycle does not exist. So when right now, big problem here in the east are the brown marmorated stink bugs that are coming into our house in the winter times, and they're wreaking havoc on fruits and stone fruits and vegetables in our vegetable gardens. And the reason that their populations are so problematic here is because they're a recent introduction and there are no predatory insects that recognize them as a food source. And so their population grows out of control because there's no natural, call it the biobalance, it doesn't exist for these insects. And so that is you know, again, one of the, we've created our own problems. We've made the monster by moving these insects from continent to continent, mostly by accident, but occasionally it happens on purpose. And the Asian ladybugs, they are, you know, came here on purpose because we thought they were good. Because, you know, in their native region, they eat a lot of pests of tree fruits and in the citrus industry. And so we introduced them here thinking they would help control citrus scale. But what happened is they eat the citrus scale, but they also eat a whole lot of other things. So, you know, we've made a problem. They don't do that anymore. When they introduce a biocontrol, you know, they introduce, let's say, a parasitic wasp to help control the brown marmorated stink bug, for example, they are not just going to introduce a generalist predator anymore. They go through a lot of rigorous testing before they introduce any specialized predators or parasitoids to help get rid of introduced pests. It's not the way that it was in the, you know, early 1900s or even the 1800s. They do it very intentionally now, and they really, really carefully examine it. So this is a whole interesting science. And part of writing this book that was so much fun for me is that I have these little sections throughout it that are basically, we call them the interview with an entomologist. And so I got to really connect with entomologists across North America that are working on these really amazing research projects that revolve around beneficial insects. And, you know, most of them are in an agricultural setting, but we can certainly take that science and then convert it into our home setting. And we can use it in some really interesting ways. And the research that's going on with beneficials is just, it's jaw-dropping. It's absolutely jaw-dropping. And it was such a pleasure to talk to these passionate entomologists about their work, and really, really was some eye-opening stuff.
Well, that's of course, right up my alley. That's what I love. And you know, one of the new insects that we're rearing is the assassin bug. And we're doing some tests right now with marmorated stink bugs and some other types of pests that have traditionally been very difficult to manage. And so we're having a lot of fun with that, too. We've always been the bridge between the researchers at the universities and then taking it out to the farmers and the gardeners. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about bugs, because we are buggy, and more with our amazing guest, Jessica Walliser. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're coming back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. My guest is horticulturalist, organic gardening expert, and author Jessica Walliser. Welcome back, Jessica. And it's our last leg of the show. It goes by so fast. You and I could probably spend a lot of time talking about bugs. So what are some of your favorite beneficial insects? Tell us a little bit about what your favorites. I was really impressed in the book, Attracting Beneficial Bugs to Your Garden. You have some really unusual pictures in there. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I like them all, of course, but in the book I highlight, I think it's 14 groups, and within each one of those groups, there's numerous species. So, for example, the minute pyrite bugs, which are one of my favorite because I think I have the coolest name of any of the beneficials, there's over 70 species of them found in North America. So, you know, and some of them are, I mean, the minute pyrite bugs are so tiny. I mean, they're like 2 to 5 millimeters, which is like 0.1 inch or something like that. They're so tiny, and you barely see them, and yet they can eat dozens and dozens of small pests and nymphs and eggs every day. So they're definitely one of my favorites. And I also like some of the good stink bugs, the predatory stink bugs like the anchor bug and things like that. The robber flies are really cool. Almost call them the Dracula of the beneficial insect world because they kind of nap, spray midair, and then they suck out their innards. So they really, some of these insects, the way they work is really got right out of a sci-fi movie, you know?
It is. I'm going to interrupt, but that is exactly it. You know, you were talking about how you like the minute pyrite bug. We do, too. And, you know, we were talking about slug sex earlier on. These guys, when they go to mate, they have something called traumatic insemination. They just literally slam their male parts right into the abdomen of the female.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's interesting, you know, and people get excited about, you know, praying mantis and that, but yet, you know, here we are, this is something so tiny, but yet it's so, it's evolved such a unique process. And so the way that they prey on insects is really cool too. And same with, like, if we look at the parasitic wasps, and we're talking thousands and thousands of different species of parasitic wasps in North America. People hear wasps and, you know, they get panicked, but the vast majority of these species cannot sing. They're incapable of singing. They don't even have a singer. And they're not interested in you. They're most interested in finding a host for their young. And so they are actually a parasitoid, which means that eventually the host dies. But, for example, one of the ones that I find almost every year in my garden are the cotesia wasps, which use the tomato and tobacco hornworms to house their developing young. So the female wasp will come along and she'll insert anywhere between 1 and 300, maybe sometimes a little more, eggs into the back of the tomato or tobacco hornworm. The larva hatch inside, they eat the innards of the hornworm, and then they emerge through the skin, which is really cool to see. I have some pictures in the book of how that happens. They spin an external cocoon, and they look like little white grains of rice hanging off the back of the hornworm. And then they pupate into an adult wasp inside of that little cocoon on the back of the hornworm. When they become an adult, they chew a little round hole in the top of the cocoon, they emerge, and they fly off to go on and do it all again. So, and there's ophidious wasps, which use aphids, and they're so tiny, they're like the size of a gnat. And they can land on the back of an aphid, and the female will insert a single egg into that aphid. So that all of those parasitoids, the tachinid flies and the parasitic wasps, and those are thousands and thousands of species across North America. They're so fascinating to me. And many of them are capable of learning, which is the big lesson in this, is that insects, many insects are proven to be capable of learning. And what you're like, well, so what, right? Well, the thing is, they're capable of learning, and they're capable of learning and recognizing a place where they are welcome. They learn that when they go to this place, the resources are going to be there that they need to survive. And so they return. And so your job as a gardener is to create a habitat for them that they can recognize as being a place where there will be ample food for them to eat, both in terms of the prey insects and also in terms of the nectar and pollen that they need as part of their diet. So having a diversity of bloom sizes, flower types, bloom times, colors, all of that enables them to recognize that this is a haven for them. And what they will do when they recognize that is then they will help you control those pests. So it's a pretty cool process. The plants that you plant in your garden really do matter. It's not only eliminating pesticides to keep them safe, but it's also planting the things for them to access pollen and nectar. They don't have a specialized mouth part like a bee, so they can't access nectar from deep tubular flowers. Instead, most of these beneficial insects need to access nectar from very shallow, exposed nectaries. So there's a couple of plant families that are really good for that, and you should include lots of members of the daisy family and of the carrot family in your garden, which is, I believe, the daisy family is Asteraceae, and the carrot is Apiaceae, I think it is. So those are two families, and that's lots of common garden flowers, you know, Shastas, asters, boneset, sunflowers, yarrow, coreopsis are all in the daisy family, and they need to be lots and lots of those in your garden. And the carrot family is everything from lovage and angelica to dill and fennel and cilantro, and all of these plants, and the broadest diversity you can have will generate and support the broadest diversity of beneficial insects and therefore lead to a drastic reduction in pest numbers. And I can offer you, you know, 35 gardens as an example that have transitioned to organics, and we sort of made sure that we included all these good bug-supporting plants in that landscape, and that really enabled us to eliminate all of those chemicals. And, in fact, most cases eliminate even the organic products. We just didn't need to use them because we had a good balance.
Well, that's for sure. And, you know, for, I would say, I want to say for probably 20 plus years, we have offered a good bug flowering habitat seed mix, which pretty much includes most of the ones that you were talking about. And it's just, not only is it something that works for keeping your beneficials in place, it's also helpful for the ones that you're actually applying. When you do have pest issues, that habitat, it's perennial. So it's always providing a source of pollen, which is, you know, food for the adult stages of beneficials. And it's beautiful to look at, and you can eat it too. What a deal.
Good point. A lot of herbs have those very small flowers with very shallow and exposed nectaries, and those are what are so critical to these insects. And the other thing to remember with the habitat, and you touched on it a little bit, is that it has to be year-round habitat. And when I started teaching at the Botanic Garden here 20 years ago, we would teach everybody to cut down your garden before the winter, put everything to bed clean, you know, cut down all your perennials. Everything is, you know, no. We need winter habitat. These insects will shift into a type of hibernation. It's called diapause. But they need a place to overwinter. So let your perennial gardens stand through the winter and do any cleanup you need to do. Do it in the spring instead, because they need a place to spend the winter.
They need a staycation. And it's a very inexpensive. Seeds are not very expensive, and it's an inexpensive way to enhance the beauty and of your garden, as you say, and create a way for your insects to stay in place over the winter. So we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to be sure that people know how to find out about you, and what's your message? What is your message to everybody listening today? What would you like them to leave with?
I want you to love your bugs as much as you love your plants. And realize that you don't garden just for you. You garden for all of the living creatures that are sharing that space for you. So stop choosing plants just for you and just that you like, and start choosing plants that also support another creature, whether it's a bird or a butterfly or a beneficial insect. You know, garden for somebody else as much as you garden for you.
I love that. Can I quote you in our next catalog?
Oh, of course.
Love your bugs as much as you love your plants.
Yep.
Jessica Wallace here. And we've got about another minute. How do people get a hold of you? You have an amazing blog. I didn't even get a chance to really talk about it because there's so much to talk about. Just the Podicis maculoventris. That blog, that is amazing. And I thought, wow, you know, people need to get online. And so tell us how they can keep up with you. We've got about 10 seconds.
Sure. It's jessicawalliser.com, JessicaWallisER.com. And from there, you can access all of the blogs. I write for three different blogs. You can access everything from that one website.
Thank you so much, Jessica. You are always, as always, one of my top heroes, and please keep the good things going that you're doing. I know you will, and I love that you love bugs, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. And for those of you who are listening, we're going to have another amazing guest next week, so please go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.